This is WMFO in Medford, Mass. Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your dial and WMFO.org online. My name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours, playing you some good music that didn't get the attention it's deserved. That's most of what I'll play. There might be a few familiar things in there, too, and there's a lot of local bands, of course. And got a brand new Black Country Communion for you and other new stuff, and it should be fun. I hope you all enjoy it. I'm going to start out with some local, and first this is Tsunami of Sound with If Pete Could Surf from their newest album, Permanent Wave. I believe it came out last year.
Thank you. dues, paying our dues. Ow! Changing on the road, running late for a show. Who's an A down the interstate?
Oh,
Just heard several local bands. So it's such great music around Boston. Love playing them. First was Tsunami of Sound with If Pete Could Surf from the 2016 album Permanent Wave. Lots of great surf music on that disc. And Tsunami of Sound will be playing at Surfs at the Beach Coma at the Plum Island Beach Coma in Newbury, Mass. I don't have the date here. I think it's this weekend, most likely. You can look it up. I didn't write the date. I think it is one of the days this weekend, though. Then from Waltham, Mass, you heard Rolling Nectar with Set Yourself Free, which also, of course, includes their backup vocalists, the Nectarines. And Rolling Nectar will be playing Sunday night at the Middle East opening. I forget who the bands are, but they're the first band on, I believe. After that was Flight of Fire with Rockstar Life from their 2016 album Path of the Phoenix. Formed in 2009, the hard-rocking four-woman band was in this year's Rock and Roll Rumble, and they've opened for bands such as Bon Jovi and the Jay Giles Band. It's great stuff. I'm just so psyched to see women rocking hard. Usually see more mellow music, but this is great. Thanks to Mike Stewart for that disc. And Flight of Fire won the New England Music Award for Best in State Massachusetts this year. And they will be playing Saturday night at Mix 360 in Malden, Mass. And you heard Diablo Gato with She Just Wants to Rock and Roll from their 2016 self-titled album. Their Facebook page reads, "We are the gray area between roots and rock," and that's a perfect definition because their music's rock, some rockabilly, and besides the usual guitars and drums, there's also a saxophone and a stand-up bass. Diablo Gato will be playing Friday night at Koto in Salem, Mass. And the set ended with Bad Marriage with their newest single, Electric Emerald Eyes. Those guys are such great songwriters. I love their albums and their live shows. Great band. They're getting a little more attention lately, which is cool. They opened for LA Guns at the Worcester Palladium a couple of weeks ago. That's quite a gig there. And they're going to be playing at the Central Tavern in Milford, Mass. On Friday the 18th. Okay, now, see, I got a couple more locals for you, too. A lot going on in this town. First, I got Boston singer-songwriter Abby Barrett with Take It in Stride, radio-friendly version, from her 2016 album, That Shame. And she'll be playing in the Soul Sister Review at Thunder Road in Somerville on Saturday the 19th. So here is Abby Barrett.
We'll be right back. I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heat stroke inside parked cars. There people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Sorry about that. Anyway, what you heard started with Boston singer-songwriter Abby Barrett with Take It in Stride from her 2016 album That Shame, and she'll be playing in the Soul Sister Review at Thunder Road in Somerville on Saturday the 19th. After that was more local, Mike Arroyan and Elsewhere with We've Got a Movement from their upcoming new EP. I don't know the name of it yet. The band will be playing at the Middle East on Saturday night, August 12th at 8 p.m. on the main stage. Then you heard something from Soulfire, the new album from Little Steven, a.k.a. Miami Steve, a.k.a. Silvio Dante from The Sopranos, a.k.a. Steven Van Zandt, primarily known as a band member of Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band, also done solo work, his own band, songwriting, producing, been involved in activism, and of course got into acting through The Sopranos. And that was Down and Out in New York City, which was from James Brown's Black Caesar soundtrack. Good cover of that one. Then you heard The Godfathers with Feedbacking from their new album, Big Bad Beautiful Noise. The Godfathers formed in London in 1985, and you may remember their song Birth, School, Work, Death from their 1989 album of the same name. They released a number of albums before breaking up in 2000. They reformed in 2008, released a new album in 2013, and another this year. Some lineup changes along the way. And the set ended with Stoned Elements, a four-man band from Germany with, pardon my German, Kein Fragen mehr, from their CD Kein Fragen. The songs on that disc are in German, obviously. They also have a second CD, Stoned Law, with songs in English, which are easier for me to pronounce when I play them. All right, now let's see. I've got some...
Just please don't go, 'cause you know.